Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
When Paul wrote his letter to the Romans, he was thinking first and foremost of what was happening in the Roman Empire, but he was also thinking of past cultures. During the time of Noah, when everyone but one family had forsaken the one true God, he was thinking of the time of Abraham and later the Assyrian Empire, and he was also thinking of what happened to the Babylonians. He was also thinking about how the pagan cultures impacted his fellow Jews. Even God's chosen people again and again turned to idols. Listen carefully to Paul's words.
For though they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God or show gratitude. Instead, their thinking became worthless, and their senseless hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man, birds, four-footed animals, and reptiles.
If you've listened carefully to these words from the Apostle Paul, you can see how this eventually happened in every culture of the world, from the beginning of time until now. And furthermore, note that at some point in this toboggan slide of sin, things went from bad to worse. What does this mean for us today, in our culture? Well, here's a principle to live by. In view of the power of sin, we should not be surprised how human beings progressively violate God's moral laws and suffer the consequences. But don't give up. There's good news in Jesus Christ. Join us again tomorrow.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos. As Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.